Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
No, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. And he goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I hope you're having a great weekend, although it's a little soggy back east. I am basking in the sunshine of Southern California this week, but I'll be back in New York very soon, later this week. Hopefully the rain will go away. Well, we're here. We're studying a little bit about the new things in plastic surgery, and I'm here to talk to you about that. That's right. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. If this is the first time you've listened to this show, where have you been the last 16 years? We've been on every Saturday evening right here on WOR answering your questions. That's right. This is a call-in show, and the phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. What kind of questions can you ask me? Well, if you look in the mirror, and I'm sure you're doing this a lot lately since we're all still quarantined, or should be, at least partially, mostly. You look in the mirror and you see maybe a few new wrinkles. And boy, I'll tell you, the stresses of the quarantine and the stresses of the coronavirus pandemic, that'll do the number on you. That'll increase the wrinkles on your face. And it actually does. The reason it does is because by increasing your stress levels, you increase your steroid hormones in your body. And when you increase your steroids, well, those are aging hormones. And you actually do age prematurely, more quickly. Your skin thins quicker. Your hair turns gray. We lose hair. We all know that. You know, there's the stories of people who have lost loved ones and their hair fell out over the course of a month or so or turned gray or they developed wrinkles. That's all true, and that's because of steroids and increased production during the times of stress. So we want to de-stress. I mean, that's what the Zen moments are all about. That's why the spas are so helpful, and that's why it's actually a good thing to pay attention to yourself and de-stress. And you'll look better, and in the long run, you'll be healthier. All right, well, this is the show about those early wrinkles. So when you look in the mirror and you see those first wrinkles, you don't know what to do, give me a call, 800-321-0710. This is also the show about brown splotchy pigmentation that we all get no matter what your skin color. Well, we get that during the summer, because of the sun. This is the show about jowls, the show about ears that protrude and noses that are too large or sometimes even too small, breasts that droop, breasts that are too big, too small, bellies that protrude after pregnancy. That's what we talk about on What's Your Wrinkle. And I'm board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry. I've trained at some pretty good places at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago, and I have been doing this for over three decades, answering your questions, yes, but more importantly, practicing plastic surgery in New Jersey and New York and California. And we're here to answer your questions. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. All right, today we're going to talk about the procedures in plastic surgery, the procedures in plastic surgery that are cosmetic. You know, they help your appearance, but they also help your health. And there are questions like procedures like that. You might think it's, maybe a little fraudulent or some insurance games. No, there really are procedures, and there are conditions that are both cosmetic and what we call reconstructive. So we'll talk about those during the show today. And we're also going to talk about a new study about vitamin C, one of my favorite topics, topical vitamin C. But how could I start the show without mentioning to you about masks? You know, we're here in the – yeah, I do this every week. It's one of my favorite topics, right? Because I know, as a physician, that masks are so important. I hope you're wearing them. And I hope when you leave your front door, you put it on. And some people say, well, you know, I'm walking outside. I'm not going to contact anyone. But what about that bicyclist who drives past you real quickly and sneezes before you can put your mask up? Then you breathe it in, and you get the coronavirus. Terrible, right? Well, you can prevent that by wearing a mask. Everybody should be doing it now. It's pretty obvious. We're kind of in an uptick once again in the coronavirus in New York and New Jersey. It's just a little bit in California where I'm sitting right now. It's an enormous increase, and I know why. You just have to walk around the streets with my mask on, by the way, or drive around the streets and see a third of the people or more not wearing their masks. I guess they're immune. They must be immune. There's no other reason why someone would not wear your mask. So please do it. All right. I'll get off the soapbox now, and we'll talk about cosmetic surgery. So what about the procedures? The procedures that help your appearance, of course, but also help you medically. Well, the first one we're going to talk about is a breast reduction. What is a breast reduction? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, right? It takes large breasts and makes them smaller. And a lot of people say, well, you know, why would anyone want to do that? Well, if you have excessively large breasts, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are symptoms that are caused by excessively large breasts. First of all, the bra straps dig into the shoulders and become very uncomfortable. And we're talking day in and day out. What happens? You develop upper and middle and even lower back pain. It becomes a chronic thing because some people are carrying around as much as 10 pounds of extra weight in their breasts. And so we get symptoms. Right now, when it's warm out, when it's humid out, we get yeast rashes around our breasts. And those yeast rashes are so common, a lot of people get chronically thickened, reddened skin around their breasts, in the crease underneath the breasts and to the sides of the breasts. And by the way, before we even go on with this, the way to decrease that is to wear powder every day. And that would be a cornstarch, not a talc-based powder. Put it on liberally in the morning. And while I'm telling you this, I also have to tell you the disclaimer, the legal disclaimer, that no, I'm not your doctor, unless you are my patient. I cannot give you personal advice. And what I talk about on this show is general and informative and entertaining, hopefully. But it's not specific advice that you can say, well, Dr. Perry told me to do this, and so I'm doing it. No, I'm a radio guy here, unless you make an appointment to see me in my Manhattan or New Jersey offices. But I can also tell you that the data is pretty clear that if you do use cornstarch-based powders, you will decrease the chance of getting rashes around your breasts. If you do get those itchy rashes, then you go to your dermatologist or you go to your family doctor, or if you have a plastic surgeon, ask your plastic surgeon for a prescription for nystatin. Nystatin is a powder that you put around your breasts, and that decreases the yeast infections and kind of wipes them out in just a couple days. So that's a good treatment. And those of you who have excessively large breasts or are overweight and have hanging skin anywhere in your body, you know what I'm talking about. It gets very, very uncomfortable this time of year. And so those are the things that you can do to decrease the chance of getting a rash, a yeast rash, and that's what they are. Are they harmful? Not in themselves, but they are very annoying. But one of the things that can happen with a yeast rash that you get is what's called a super infection with bacteria. So you get such an irritated skin that sometimes other bacteria and sometimes dangerous bacteria can invade the skin, and then you have an issue. Then you have a true infection as opposed to just an annoying rash. So you want to prevent those and do that every single day while you're waiting for surgery. And some of you might not ever have surgery, but you want to do these things. And can you lose weight to lose weight in your breasts? Maybe. If you're 180 pounds and you have D-cup breasts and you lose, 40 pounds or so, you might alleviate the symptoms of the breast reduction, of the excessively large breasts, and might not need me to do that breast reduction. But if you're 130 pounds already, or if you're 110 pounds and you have D-cup breasts, you're not going to be able to lose the weight. It just can't happen. You're already at your ideal or even below your ideal weight, and it will not happen without the benefit of a plastic surgeon performing surgery. So what we're talking about is a breast reduction procedure, and it's a very common procedure in the United States. It's a great procedure. I love the procedure. Well, I've never had one, of course, but I do them almost weekly, and they're very, very common. And they're the procedure that not only will help you look better, but they will help alleviate the symptoms that I was talking about, the back and neck pain, the rashes around the breast, the bra straps that dig into the shoulders. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about breast reduction surgery, how it's done, and the before and the after benefits, and we'll talk about other procedures that have medical benefits as well as cosmetic benefits. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of What's Your Wrinkle? The phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. We'll be back after these words. Know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I'm broadcasting from 3,000 miles away. That's called real long social distancing from Noah, who's sitting in the studio hunkering down in a right after the not quite a hurricane, but I understand it was a pretty big storm. Gee, I'm so sorry that I missed that one. But we needed the rain. I saw my lawn getting completely yellow, so we need the rain. But back here in Southern California, where it's 78 degrees and no humidity and sunny, and I'm looking at the Hollywood sign. Beautiful. All right, I won't get you jealous. I'm just out here for a short period of time. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710. I'm not sure I mentioned that I'm giving away bottles of Daytime for callers to today's show. Daytime is an SPF 23. That's right. It's a 23. It's labeled 20 on the label because we're allowed to round down, and 23 just didn't sound great. But maybe the next version I'll just say 23. And what does it have? Well, of course, zinc oxide, the best, the broadest spectrum of all sunscreens. It covers both UVA and UVB. It's also got niacinamide in it, and 5% of that niacinamide I have to be careful. The FDA doesn't like us to make these claims. But if you read the literature, niacinamide is a wonderful, wonderful ingredient that gets absorbed right through your skin. It's a vitamin B3 drug, and it helps strengthen the barrier function of the skin. Now, there were some studies that have been published in recent years, one in the New England Journal of Medicine, that talked about the decrease in skin cancers when niacinamide was either placed on the skin topically or eaten. Now, can I make that claim for my product? No, I can't, because I did not do that scientific study. But others have with their niacinamide, and so you can infer that there are going to be some benefits to having it in the product. So I've got niacinamide, that's vitamin B3, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. They strengthen the barrier function of the skin, and that is, well, let's just put it this way. If you use a bad soap, you know, a soap that's injurious to you, like most are, by the way, most alkaline soaps, they've got sulfates, they've got preservatives, they've got all sorts of things, and it really does a number on your skin, and it hurts the barrier function of your skin. What are some of the conditions that people with poor barriers get? Well, they get eczema, they get atopic dermatitis and things like that, and other conditions of the skin. What strengthens it? Well, vitamin B3 and vitamin B5, they are very specific for improving the barrier of the skin. So that's why I have it in my daytime. That's what we have. And we're having a 50% off sale this week, but we're giving bottles away to callers on the show. And by the way, you have to use the summer code. Summer, it's real simple, S-U-M-M-E-R, code. We did it last week. It was so popular. And there were some issues, by the way. There were some issues with the website last week. We've got the glitches figured out. But it did take a few days. So I'm sure many of you called or went on the website and tried and then just gave up. So we've extended it another week. So go ahead and use the summer code for 50% off of daytime. All right, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. And we were talking about breast reduction surgery, a procedure that I've been doing for a long, long time now and enjoy doing it. It's a procedure that I do with you asleep under general anesthesia. I don't think it's a great idea to do this one under sedation because it would require a lot of local anesthesia and a lot of sedation. And as any board-certified anesthesiologist will tell you, a good, relatively quick general anesthetic is far safer for you as a patient than using enormous amounts of local anesthetic lidocaine. You think, well, lidocaine's pretty good. I want my procedure under local anesthesia because I went to the dentist and he numbed up my tooth and it worked out perfectly. Well, the dentist is using 1 cc, you know, one little tiny bit of local anesthetic, and I would have to use hundreds of cc's in order to numb you up. So it's much safer to just have general anesthesia. It still has an outpatient. And by the way, does a breast reduction hurt? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. Well, did you ask it? Well, you know, it should not hurt. It really should not. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 1, 2, 3. And the reason for that is the breast tissue really doesn't have a lot of nerve endings, unlike muscle, unlike bone, and even skin. So when I do a breast reduction, it's under general anesthesia, and what we're really doing is disassembling the breast. Sounds wonderful, right? Disassembling the breast, taking a D cup or bigger, and removing extra skin and removing extra breast tissue and extra fat. And by the way, I send it all to pathology. Every bit gets looked at under the microscope. Heaven forbid there's something in one of those areas. I actually send 3 specimens from each side, you know, a left, a right, a center, from each breast, so that we can really know. And only once in my 30-something years of doing this procedure did we find a cancer in the breast. And boy, that's very fortunate, right? And you say, well, this is your most unlucky time. Actually, it's a lucky time to find something way before there are any symptoms, way before you can feel it. That's a good day. You know, there's ways to look at these things, right? You can look at it positively or negatively. I think it's a positive thing. Heaven forbid we find that. A lot better than waiting 5 years till you find it. But anyway, the important point of that is that if you are having a breast reduction, make sure that your doctor does send the tissue to pathology and it doesn't just get tossed, even if you're 25, even if you're 30. You know, it's very important that it goes to pathology and they look at the tissue. So anyway, the way this procedure was originally conceived of, it was way back in the late 1950s, early 1960s, And a plastic surgeon, I won't bore you with his name, but he actually took D-cup bras, took these large bras, and he cut them up. And he tried to make a B-cup bra out of a D-cup bra. And he did it trial and error over and over, making different cuts in the bra and sewing it up. And he arrived at a pattern that we use to this day. So it's well over 50 years, 60 years, that we've been using what's called the Wise pattern, W-I-S-E, which is the name of the doctor who described it. Dr. Wise was a plastic surgeon. And so this pattern is what I'd say 90% of breast reductions use in the United States. And we keep the nipple attached to the breast tissue. And you say, wait a minute here. What are you talking about? You keep the nipple attached to the breast tissue. Yeah, well, some doctors actually remove the nipple. Oh, my goodness. They remove the nipple. They put it in a saline-soaked gauze, put it on the back table, and shape the breast. And then, when they're all done, sew the nipple back on. I don't do it that way. The reason I don't do it that way is because right off the bat, there's no sensation in the nipple if you do it that way. With the way I do a breast reduction, there should be sensation. Now, in my personal series, I'd say a few percent of people lose sensation in the nipple, and a lot more people actually have increased sensation in the nipple. If you look at the literature, about 1 in 3 people lose sensation in one breast or another. So, you know, if it's extremely important to you, then you have to think very carefully about this because you could lose sensation in your breast. How about breastfeeding? Well, in my experience, most of my patients can breastfeed after a breast reduction. And in fact, one of the advantages of being in practice a long time now is that I'm seeing patients or hearing from patients that I operated on 10, 20, even 30 years ago. And hardly a week goes by where I don't get a phone call, or my nurse gets a phone call from someone who says, well, I just want to let you know that I just had a baby and I was able to breastfeed, and thank you. And I get calls like that all the time, and it's very nice to get those. Sometimes you can't breastfeed, and sometimes the reason is there's a variable amount of breast tissue in the breast. Sometimes there's a lot of breast tissue. Sometimes there's a lot of fat tissue. It's very difficult to know in advance because it all sort of feels alike. They actually did a study a few years ago, and the plastic surgeons estimated prior to the breast reduction how much, what percentage of the breast was fat and what was breast tissue. And there was zero correlation afterwards. After the pathology looked at the specimens removed and looked at the percentage of breast and fat, there was no correlation. The plastic surgeons were not able to accurately identify which breasts were fatty and which breasts had a lot of breast tissue. Isn't that interesting? So we can't really tell. And whether or not you can breastfeed afterwards, well, I hope you can. I always say that if it's absolutely critical to you, where your life depends on it, or it's very, very important, then maybe you shouldn't have a breast reduction until after you've had your children, because I wouldn't want to interfere with your ability to breastfeed if it's very, very important. I think breastfeeding is important, but yes, you could lose the ability to breastfeed after the procedure, although most of my patients do still breastfeed. So what do we achieve with a breast reduction? Well, we achieve smaller breasts. We achieve more attractive breasts. That is, often very large breasts are misshapen or asymmetric. One's larger than the other. One is boxy, or both are boxy, or the nipples go off to the sides. Well, with a breast reduction, we can improve all of that. And will you be absolutely perfect afterwards? Probably not. But will you be significantly better? Almost always. And of course, then the benefit is not just cosmetic, but the benefit is a relief in most, but not all, patients with upper back pain and middle back pain and even lower back pain. The reason not all is because back pain is complex, and it might be due to your breasts, but it also might be due to disc disease. So if you have ongoing or concurrent disc disease and we do a breast reduction, well, I'm not going to help your back pain, right? Because we haven't helped your disc. You need the neurosurgeon or the orthopedic surgeon for that. But it will almost always help the rashes. It will almost always help the bra strips that have dug in to the shoulders and indented and caused grooving. You can even see those grooves, by the way, on a chest x-ray. It's really very interesting. And after a few years, those grooves go away in the skin, and the indentations in your clavicles, your collarbones, actually improve over time. A lot of people think, well, bones of the body, well, they're fixed, and how could they change? But the bones also respond to pressure, and your bones respond to stimuli, like pushing on them. So it is very interesting. With a breast reduction, we get a more attractive breast, the ability to wear more normal clothing that is matched to the rest of your body size. And women who have excessively large breasts know exactly what I'm talking about. We also get an improvement in our back and neck strain in many, if not most, people. Rashes are improved. So it's a great procedure. It's an outpatient procedure, and it's a procedure that does not hurt significantly, maybe a day. Most of my patients, I do not give Percocet or any narcotic like codeine or anything like that. Most of my patients just take a little bit of Tylenol afterwards, and you can drive about a week or so afterwards. You can go back to work. Well, it depends on what we're all working from home, so you can work in 2 or 3 days. But if you do go into the office, if you have a non-strenuous job, you can go back to work in a week. If you have a job where you're lifting people like a nurse, probably 3 to 4 weeks before you want to do something like that. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. There's more to the show, and when we return from the break, I'm going to talk about another procedure that has medical benefit as well as cosmetic benefit, and I'll bet you know it's the tummy tuck. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
We're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And we're giving away bottles of Daytime. Daytime is the skin protector. It's not just a sunscreen. It's a skin protector. Put it on in the morning. Put your makeup on right over it. Let it dry first. Let it dry. I do recommend a powder makeup as opposed to any cream. It becomes a chemistry experiment when you start mixing the different creams on the skin. And I've actually had customers, they're not patients in this situation, customers call up and say, "Well, you know, the daytime sometimes pills on my skin." And I ask them, "Well, what are you doing?" And they tell me they're putting a moisturizer that's not mine, or they're putting this and that. And when they stop doing that and just use it alone as the first thing in the morning, let it dry, and then put a powdered makeup on, it has a nice sheen, so it acts as a good foundation. then no more pilling. Usually. Sometimes it's hard, though. People have, depending on what you eat also, it's very interesting because if you have a diet that's high in certain fatty acids, you can also interfere with some of the skin preparations. It is interesting. Well, we've got Ted on the line. Ted's been hanging out a long time. What can I do for you, Ted? What's your wrinkle?
Oh, thank you. Doctor, your products are very good. They take away my webs under my nose there, and I'll be in to see you. But I wanted to ask you, do you ever like to use Retin-A for wrinkles?
Well, Retin-A is the granddaddy of all the vitamin A drugs. So let's talk a little bit about it. Retin-A was approved by the FDA, I believe it was 1987, after a bunch of experiments done at the University of Pennsylvania. Retin-A is also called retinoic acid. So it's a form of vitamin A. And what they found in those initial studies was that about 21% of people, I think that's the number, got a really nice result with a reduction in wrinkles when Retin-A was put on the skin. So about 21 or so percent got what would be called kind of an outstanding result. And a lot of other people got a result, but not enough to say outstanding. But you look at the photographs, and there was an improvement in the wrinkles. Some people don't respond. The problem with Retin-A or retinoic acid is that it's very irritating to the skin. And in most people, it causes a little bit of redness and some flaking of the skin. So for my patients who I put on Retin-A, and I usually use it not for wrinkles, and I'll tell you why in just a minute, but rather for other medical conditions. So if I really, really want a very precise result with a lot of scientific studies, I will prescribe Retin-A or one of the other prescription drugs. Adalimumab is another one that just came off of prescription status. But there are other, they're called retinoids, you know, vitamin A type drugs. The reason actually I will often not prescribe Retin-A is because it turns out that the other non-prescription forms of vitamin A, which start with retinol and go to retinaldehyde and retinyl propionate. That's the one I put in my skincare products. It turns out that those forms of vitamin A not only are over-the-counter, so they're less expensive, but they also work very similarly. And I'm glad you asked the question because there was a study. Actually, I believe it was just last month in one of the dermatology journals. It's called Journal of Drugs and Dermatology. It was in the June issue. And they actually compared retinol, which is over-the-counter, more similar to what I have, with prescription retinoic acid, which is, you know, Retin-A. It wasn't Retin-A in this study. Retin-A is a brand name. It's the Johnson & Johnson version of it, but there's generic now also. They compared the retinol with Retin-A, and rather with retinoic acid, I've got to state it right, they want to see what they would do, and it turns out that they actually were the same. They were both safe, both equivalent, they were both tolerated quite well, so the retinol and the Retin-A. So they used it for 12 weeks, and what did they look for? They looked for smoothness of the skin. They looked for skin dryness. They looked at wrinkles and things like that. They found the retinol to be very similar, in fact, equivalent to the prescription version. Now, can we extrapolate that to the other forms of vitamin A? Probably, but not definitely. I believe so based on my reading of the literature with all these different types of vitamin A drugs. So the answer to your question is a little complicated, right? Are you using it for wrinkles, Ted, or do you want to use it for wrinkles?
My sister mentioned it, and I thought I'd give you a call and see. I think your products are better because I got them all, and they're taking my wrinkles from my lips. They're not going to build my nose any bigger. I want to ask you if you do that type of procedure.
No, I don't think. You want your nose bigger or smaller?
No, bigger. I'm Caucasian, gentlemen, but it's not as big as I'd like it to be. I'd like it to be a little bigger. Is there such a thing?
Well, it's not that common, to be honest with you. you know, every now and then we'll make a nose bigger or just change the angles. Or sometimes we use fillers in that situation where hyaluronic acid fillers can actually increase the height of the what's called the dorsum of the nose. That's the height of the nose as you look on your profile. So, sure, these things are possible. But I would say for every 100 nasal reductions, you do one where we make the nose a little bit bigger. So not that common. But for a minute, back to the retina, because I want to talk about that a bit. So I think that vitamin A products are critical for everyone over the age of 30 who's interested in looking better, because the vitamin A is one of the most heavily studied skincare ingredients, and we're talking about everything from retinoic acid, which is retin-A, down to retinyl propionate, which is the one I put in my nighttime acid. And by the way, if you do use the vitamin A, and this is something that it's amazing to me that products are out there and they say go ahead and put it on twice a day or put it on in the morning. No, you can't do that, because vitamin A is destroyed by the sun. It's destroyed by ultraviolet light, as is vitamin C. So you have to put those on at night. You know, the dermatologists usually understand that, and certainly some of the skincare companies, but not all of them, because you read the instructions and you see for a vitamin A or a vitamin C product, put it on in the morning. That's crazy. Doesn't work. Gets completely removed. There is a new one out there. It's called adapalene. I pronounced it a little wrong earlier. It's adapalene. It's not new. It's new over the counter, I should say. It was a prescription drug for over a decade, and it just became an over-the-counter drug, and it's in some of the skincare products, and that's a good one. If you want a prescription product, you're going to pay more for that, that you can now get over-the-counter. So that's out there now in a few different products. It's called adapalene, and it's a 0.3% gel, and it's equivalent to retinoic acid, the 0.05%, excuse me, cream. All right, well, thanks so much for the phone call, Ted. I think putting vitamin A on your skin is important. One of the problems with it, I mentioned, is that it causes irritation in almost everybody. So here's what I advise my patients to do with any vitamin A product, whether it's a prescription vitamin A or it's my product, which is called Nighttime, which has vitamin A. I tell people, start slowly. Start twice a week. Put yourself on a Monday-Thursday schedule or something like that. Put it on at night before you go to sleep. Wait a while and then go to sleep, because if you use my product, which has vitamin C in it, it will stain your pillow if you put it on while it's still wet. If it's just a vitamin A product, it will not do that. But I like to combine the active ingredients. That's the essence of my nighttime. I've got vitamin C, vitamin A, fruit acids, and other things, because I want you to have to do only one step at night. So you put it on at night before you go to sleep, Monday, Thursday, for 2 weeks. Most people can tolerate that. Most people do not get irritation if you do it on that schedule. After 2 weeks, step up to every other night. And most people then can do that, because what happens is your skin acclimates. That's the word. It acclimates to the different ingredients, most commonly the vitamin A in those skincare preparations. And after another 2 weeks, usually you can go to every night. So be careful, though, because if you use something with vitamin A in it, like my product, you do not then want to also use a prescription vitamin A product, because you're going to get a double dose, doesn't do you any good, and it'll certainly cause more irritation. So be careful, and a lot of my patients that are on my product say, well, I'm also now prescribed Retin-A by my dermatologist. Can I use them both? And the answer is no. You cannot use nighttime along with a second vitamin A product, so you do have to be careful. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles, the show about your skincare, the show about your cosmetry. Now, we were talking earlier about the procedures that have medical benefit as well as cosmetic benefit when we talked about the breast reduction procedure. Another procedure that fits the bill is the tummy tuck. Now, a tummy tuck is, that's kind of the frivolous name, right? Tummy tuck, that's the one they use on those TV shows. The real name is abdominoplasty. Yeah, we'll call it tummy tuck on the show. It's a lot easier to pronounce, right? So tummy tucks, oh boy, they're common now. They're very common. Although after coronavirus, who knows? Who knows what's going to be happening? The whole world has changed. But certainly before coronavirus, I was doing a lot of tummy tucks because here's what happens during pregnancy. Your body's quite expendable during pregnancy. When the fetus develops, it grows, right? You have to make room for the fetus. And so what happens, your body undergoes many, many hormonally induced changes to your bones, to your muscles, the straight muscles. Well, there's six-pack muscles when you're like 14, right? They go straight up and down, connecting from your ribs to your pubic area. So I look at those six-pack muscles like suspenders on a man. When a man is 160 pounds at 6 feet tall, the suspenders go straight up and down, right? And when that man, oh, over 30 years, gains 30 or 40 or 50 pounds or maybe 100 pounds, those suspenders on those very same pants that are now hanging on him, they drift off to the side to allow his belly to pouch forward. Well, the same thing happens to the muscles of your belly when you're pregnant, women. Most women, you know, very few men get pregnant, I guess. But women who are pregnant, the straight muscles, the rectus muscles, drift off to the side, allowing your belly to pouch forward, giving the fetus more room to develop. Well, when that happens, a whole bunch of changes happen also. Besides the fact that your belly goes forward, you have to make more skin. It's a rapid development of creation of skin, which causes stretch marks to occur. The oblique muscles, those are the ones on the side. And those of you who work out of the gym, you know these muscles. You know the names of these muscles. But the oblique muscles are the most important muscles for back pain. And when those muscles, they're off to the side of the rectus muscles, when those muscles lose their stretch, well, then you don't stand up straight. Your posture is changed, and a lot of women develop low back pain after pregnancy. So here's what happens. The muscles drift to the side. You get extra skin, a lot of extra fat usually, stretch marks, and a little bit of lower back pain and poor posture. That is what you get, but most people will trade that in a minute for that beautiful child that has just been born. When you have more than one child, the process continues. And after you've had all your children and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, whoa, well, there's a change. What can we do? We can do a tummy tuck. And a tummy tuck is a procedure that has changed a lot in the last 30 years. It used to be an inpatient procedure. It used to do as well a breast reduction. It used to be an inpatient. They're now outpatient procedures. I do almost all tummy tucks as an outpatient and all breast reductions as an outpatient. You come in and out the same day, and it's also under general anesthesia. I just don't like the idea of trying to do this under spinal anesthesia, epidural anesthesia, or local anesthesia. I think it's just safer. And again, if you talk to an anesthesiologist, you know, they're more than happy to do sedation if it's an appropriate procedure, but almost every anesthesiologist will tell you that a good general anesthetic by a board-certified anesthesiologist is far better than trying these gymnastics with other techniques. So what is a tummy tuck? Well, we make a big incision in a tummy tuck. There is no small, minimal incision tummy tuck, really. Yeah, every now and then we'll do just tightening the muscles through a small incision, but that's not common. Usually you make extra skin, you've got stretch marks, and we need to remove those. So when we return from our break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the tummy tuck procedure, the benefits, the risks, and I'll take your questions. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We'll be back after these words.
Do you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800-321-0710. And we were talking about tummy tuck surgery. We're going to take a short break from that, and we'll talk to Jestra. Jestra, is that how you pronounce your name?
No, it's Jeffra.
Are you there, Jestra?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Jeffra. Yes, Jeffra. I'm sorry. I thought it was Jestra. Jeffra, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
With an F.
No? F. I've got it. Jeffra. All right. Let's get to your question,
yes.
Jeffra. Go ahead.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm a huge fan. Been listening for, like, you know, 10 or so years. Big, big fan. Love you, all your products. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. And what happened the other six years I was on, but that's okay.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
I just have a radio. All right. I've got all this fat all over my body, and I want it all sucked out. Where can I get the fat sucked?
All right. First, Jeffra, first of all, how old are you?
25.
You forgot, didn't you? You're 25? You do sound older, but okay.
All right.
So you're 25 years old.
All right. You caught me. I'm 69. All right. I'm 80. Hello?
Jeffra, you're somewhere between 25 and 69. All right. So how much do you weigh and how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Okay.
And I'm 162 pounds.
You're 5'4", 162 pounds. So at 5'4", your ideal weight, Jeffra, goes to about 138, maybe 143, depending on what scale you're looking at, what standard you're looking at, rather. So you do have about 20 extra pounds, Jeffra. So now, first thing is that liposuction is not a method of weight loss. And it sounds like you just want to lose some weight overall. Liposuction is a method of spot reduction of fat. So the most common areas in women are the outer thighs and inner thighs and the knees. And do you know what the name for the knees are when you have extra fat on the knees? Do you know that one, Jeffra?
Knee fat?
Knee fat? Well, that's a very innovative answer. No, they're called chubs. Chubs, that's what people call them. All right, so very common, those areas. The hips are also very common to have suctioning. And if it's before pregnancy, we can suction the belly. If it's after pregnancy, usually that doesn't work out so well because of the extra skin and fat. We're going to talk about tummy tucks again in just a minute because that's what's needed after pregnancy. But before pregnancy, we can suction the fat of the belly, and I'll often suction all the way up to the ribs. We can suction the back, we can suction the arms, and we can suction the thighs and the legs. But those are less common areas. In fact, suctioning the arm, it's a small reduction in the fat. If there's a lot of fat, well, we can suction, and then a brachioplasty, which is an operation that removes skin, needs to be performed. The problem with the arms, by the way, is it's not a great trade-off because you have these fairly sizable scars on the arms going to the elbow. And if the reason for having the fat reduction is to show off the arms, then you've got another reason not to show off the arms. So that's why brachioplasties are less common than you might expect. If we can do liposuction, then that's preferred to a brachioplasty. So in answer to your question, which was a very diffuse question, I'm not sure where you were going with this, but certainly, Jeffra, the areas that can be suctioned, we can suction all over the body for the most part. I didn't even mention the neck and jowls, which is such a common area to have suction. Gives you the appearance of significant weight loss, and only through a procedure that one is done under local anesthesia with intravenous sedation, sometimes under straight local anesthesia if the patient can cooperate. So those are the areas. Now, I've done a lot of liposuction over the years. I've been doing it since 1985. If it's done with the goal of no weight loss but rather contouring, then it's a good procedure. If it's done with the goal of weight loss, then it can become a dangerous procedure. And back in the 1980s and into the early 1990s, there were hundreds and hundreds of deaths in the United States from liposuction by physicians, some plastic surgeons and some non-plastic surgeons who suctioned excessive amounts of fat and wound up killing patients because it's not just the amount of fat that's removed, but the total body surface area that's operated on. So if you go to a board-certified plastic surgeon, they, for the most part, that's a generalization, will know how much to take off. And for the most part, no more than 10 pounds is done in a session. So if you've got 20 extra pounds of fat, the first thing to do, Jeffra, is get on a weight loss program, stop eating the ice cream at night, and certainly when you're at or pretty close to your ideal weight, that's when we want to do suction of those extra areas. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I did want to mention once again, use this summer code, S-U-M-M-E-R, to get your half off daytime. This is a great opportunity to stock up for the whole summer or for Christmas presents. Or it's really a very great opportunity. I can't state that enough because this is SPF 20 sunscreen. No, if you're going to lie on the beach from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, yeah, you need something a little stronger than that. You need an SPF 30. But if you're going to play tennis, if you're going for a quick swim, if you're walking around the streets of Manhattan, New Jersey, or Connecticut, or New Mexico, or California, well, an SPF 20 is just fine. Put it on your face, and at these prices, at half off, you can put it on your whole body also. And certainly, it's a lot safer than the chemical sunscreens that get absorbed in your body. I've talked about that on this show. They get absorbed in your body. They're endocrine disruptors. They act like estrogen for the most part in your body. And when that happens, then they can act like other hormones also. When that happens, I contend there's an increase in breast cancer from, yes, the simple use of sunscreens. And if you follow the points through the science, you can lead to that conclusion. I did that show on the Dr. Oz show, debated a dermatologist. You can still see that show when you Google me, Dr. Oz, and sunscreen. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I want to finish up while we have only a few minutes about tummy tucks. Tummy tucks are procedures that do leave a significant scar in the lower abdomen. Usually it's where the underwear is. Usually it's where the bikini might be. I have patients that wear their bathing suits into the operating room so that they ask me, well, please put the incision underneath this bathing suit. Usually that's possible. Sometimes it isn't. I mean, look at some of these bathing suits. You know, I can't follow a string, but certainly I'll do the best I can to do that. We tighten the muscles of the belly, give you an internal girdle, remove that extra skin and fat of the lower abdomen, improve the function of your belly with a tummy tuck. We can actually improve it because I bring those muscles together where they were before you had pregnancies. And I use permanent stitches in this situation inside. On the outside, you won't see any stitches, just dissolving stitches and Dermabond. And that's one of the reasons why this procedure is not all that uncomfortable. But I do have to tell you that the tummy tuck is the only procedure that I do that I still routinely prescribe about 10 or 15 codeine or Percocet tablets afterwards, because it does hurt a bit. And there is a complication rate, unfortunately, with tummy tuck surgery. There's a bleeding rate that's a few percent. There's a DVT that's a blood clot rate that's a few percent. So this is a bigger procedure, and it does have the most risk of any in all of cosmetic surgery, other than the Brazilian butt lift, which I do not do. Well, the hour is coming to a close. I want you all to stay safe, wear your N95 masks if you get them, surgical masks if you don't. You can double up on the surgical masks, and you will have some of those El Cheapo masks, and wear more than one, and you'll get a better quality mask if you do that. So please stay safe. Go to my website, perryplasticsurgery.com, for more information about me. We are seeing patients not this week, but next week in New Jersey, and soon to follow back in Manhattan. And hopefully that will continue, and they won't lock us back down again. But hopefully we'll be here to help you. And don't forget, drperrys.com is the website for products. There's a 50% off sale daytime this week. We'll continue it till about midweek, and then that should be it. Use the summer code. Noah, I want to thank you so much for great engineering clear across the country. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon. And you can give us a call, 212-753-1820 during the week. And also in New Jersey, 732-422-9600. We'll see you all 6 o'clock next Saturday. Have a safe and good week. Bye-bye now.